News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Gillian Fanning. She's the President of SIMI, that's the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. She's also the Marketing Director with Serfac Limited. Gillian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Now, we always like to know a little bit about the person in the Executive Chair. You grew up in Dublin, studied economics, and ended up in your early career in PR, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Started off my career in PR consultancy. I worked with a wide variety of consumer and corporate clients, following which I joined Guinness Ireland as PR manager. I then moved on to a global change management and comms role with Diageo in London, and then moved into financial services with Bank of Ireland. So I took a little bit of time out when my second child was born, and came to the motor industry in 2009 to manage a short-term project in my family business, and I'm still here.
Right. And tell me this, what was the going back into the family business and going into the motor trade, or the motor parts trade as it is, very different to the world of the brewing masters, you know, working in Guinness, Diageo? Was it a big change?
Yeah, I think, you know, it definitely took some time to adapt to working in an environment that was predominantly male dominated, but certainly I got back into it very quickly, and really enjoying it for the last 10 years or so.
That's great. Now, the motor industry is probably no different. You mentioned about, you know, the male bias in the brewing industry, but there is, you're the first president of SIMI in its 98-year history, the first female president. And you've got some big ideas around research. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, your view on what needs to change around how and why people buy cars.
Okay, well, I suppose research has shown that 85% of car buying decisions are made by women, but yet the number of women actually working in the industry is relatively low. In Ireland, we don't have any definitive figures, but in Ireland, the industry employs 43,500 people, and about 7,500 of those are women, which is about 17%. That's slightly higher than the EU average of 15%. But as I said, it's estimated that approximately 85% of car buying decisions are made by women. So over recent years, the industry has recognised that it makes more sense to employ more women to enhance engagement with this largely female customer base. You know, research has shown that women bring a different dynamic to business. Gender mm-hmm. diversity helps business perform better. So definitely, you know, we've identified that there's a need to promote visible female role models in the industry.
I think that's to be commended, Gillian. But is the motor industry not like, you know, say that there's just a natural gender bias there? If you look at home economics teachers, nurses, they have a bias maybe the other way. Is that just something that one should maybe accept or no?
I think there's a perception problem to some degree. I think there's a perception problem that the industry is male dominated. There's a relatively small number of women in leadership positions. There's a perception of maybe a lack of work-life balance. But over recent years, recruiters say that they've seen a positive trend towards the hiring of women in the sector. And there is definitely more female employees over recent years, particularly on the retail side of the business. I myself work in the wholesale side of the business, so the number of women is very, very low in that sector. But definitely on the retail side of the business and dealerships, there's more and more women taking up roles in that sector.
Yeah. Now, it's very interesting around some of the research that you quote. Women are better researchers. They put a higher emphasis on safety. They're less brand loyal. And they drive maybe a harder bargain. Would you agree with all those four statements?
Well, certainly that's what research would indicate. I think women shop differently to men when they're when they're shopping for cars. So as you said, Bobby, they're more thoughtful. They're the actual car buying cycle, the decision takes longer. Research has identified that women take 75 days to complete a purchase, Jenny. Whereas men take 63 days. Women are more concerned with the practical aspects of the car, so durability, reliability, safety, whereas men are more concerned, with the brand. Men are very brand loyal.
They're also impulsive, and I'm one of those impulsive males. and they're more interested in performance, are they not,
they are
than safety?
Performance and image, yeah.
Isn't that a terrible indictment on men, Gillian?
I guess so, yes.
And tell me this then, about, I suppose, the state of the Irish motor industry as we speak today, Gillian. It's been a really difficult year, but what's happening out there?
It's obviously, look, like every other industry, it's been a tough year for the motor industry for sure. We've had a difficult past 2 or 3 years since Brexit was announced. It's no different to any other industry. Obviously, the lockdowns have been very difficult for the industry and for SAMI members. But I will say that the industry, we have responded with resilience and innovation. I think, all of our members have shown a great commitment to adapting to the government regulations. We've responded very well to the challenges of the new normal. And at the moment, we've been in and out of lockdown, obviously. At the moment, the industry can only sell on a delivery, click and deliver basis.
So how challenging is that practically?
Practically, it's challenging. Obviously, it there's difficulties involved because two people from a dealership would need to go and deliver a car. Yeah. It means that there's difficulties in two people traveling back in the same car. Obviously, sanitizing becomes more of a challenge. Our members, as I said, they've adapted very well to that. They've been very innovative. And I think business out there is actually quite steady at the moment. So
I was interested to see that the most popular choice of car colour in this year was 25% of new cars were grey. Does that kind of indicate the state of the mind state of the nation?
It's possible, yeah. Grey is always a very popular colour, so I wouldn't read too much into that.
I have a text in here, Gillian, that says, my wife always buys our cars and she gets better deals and better cars. That comes in from Jody.
Yeah, again, just going back to the research. And as I said, I mean, this research has been carried out mainly in the US and the UK. But I think we can make similar assumptions here. But research does say that women do drive a harder bargain when it comes to negotiating car price. Yes.
Tell me about, as we move or transition to electric vehicles, Gillian, and about range anxiety. I wasn't surprised to read that has more of a female bias, and naturally you would think that if women are going to be concerned that they could be stranded somewhere on the basis of range anxiety, it's a genuine concern, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, women are more concerned with, safety issues. So I guess when they're buying a car, they would be more concerned about being stranded on their own or perhaps stranded with their kids. So, yes, I guess range anxiety, more women would be concerned about that in terms of buying an EV. Again, it just goes back to the safety concerns and the reliability concerns that women would have more so than men.
And just staying with the EV, again, there's a lot of talk about it. There's a lot of, marketing around it. But the practical numbers are still very small. What did the Society of Irish Motor Industry say about that? Or what's going to happen there?
The numbers, yes, are at the moment in the overall scheme of things, quite low, but they're growing all the time. I think back in 2019, EVs accounted for about 2.5% of all new car sales. The figure for 2020 was around 4%. But over the next 18 months, it's predicted to be in the region of, we'd hope for maybe 8 to 10% next year.
Okay.
So that's quite a significant growth, considering we've come from effectively zero 2 or 3 years ago to maybe close to 10%.
Yeah, well, that would be if that happens, that would be a marked improvement. And again, once it probably gets to a particular scale, it'll ramp up much quicker, as you say. Well, look, we wish you well in your tenure as president of the Society for Irish Motor Industry. We're looking forward to hearing the results of your research that you've enacted. And thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.